Welcome to Bayou Garden on 89.3 WRKF. I'm Dan Gill with the LSU Ag Center. Christmas trees are an important part of holiday celebrations for many people. Decide beforehand where you're going to display your tree, so you're going to have a good idea about the size you need and whether all the sides must be suitable for viewing. A tree going into a corner, for instance, only needs to have three good sides. Avoid placing your tree near heat sources, such as warm air vents or heaters. Now look for a tree that is clean, healthy, well-shaped, and has a straight trunk near the bottom. It should have pliable needles and a strong fragrance and good color and a nice shape for the characteristic type of tree that you're purchasing. Be sure to shake the tree. Now, it's natural for some of the needles to drop, so don't be alarmed if you hear needles falling out of the tree. That's to be expected. But do avoid trees that drop a large number of needles when you shake them. For those who want to combine buying the freshest Christmas tree possible with a wonderful family activity, consider visiting one of the Christmas tree farms in southeast Louisiana that let you choose and cut your own tree. Do an internet search using the topic Louisiana Christmas Tree Farms to find locations near you. Regardless of the type of tree you cut or purchase for the Christmas holidays, all will require proper care to stay fresh, attractive, and safe through the holiday season. We take care of cut Christmas trees very much the same way we care for cut flowers. Before you put the tree in water, cut the trunk of the tree at a desired point above the original cut. This allows the tree to better absorb water. If possible, it's best to do this once you get the tree home rather than having it done where you purchased the tree. The fresher the cut is when the trunk of the tree is put in water, the better it will drink. Place the freshly cut trunk in a bucket of warm water or a tree stand filled with water immediately after you cut the trunk. Maintaining an adequate water level for the tree in the stand is the most critical part of taking care of a cut Christmas tree. A tree in good shape can take up water remarkably fast, so check the tree stand at least once a day. When you crawl into the tree to check the stand, it's a great chance to check the packages and see what's underneath there. It's not uncommon for trees to take up to a quart to a half a gallon of water daily, especially when you first put them up. The addition of a preservative to the water is optional. They may help the tree to stay fresh somewhat longer, but are not nearly as critical as simply keeping the tree well provided with fresh water. For safety, check the lights and wiring that you use to decorate the tree for worn spots and cracks. Leave the lights on only when the family is in the room with the tree. Never leave the lights on when you're not home or after you have gone to bed. Reducing the time the lights stay on helps the tree to retain moisture and makes the tree stay fresh longer. Finally, don't feel a bit guilty about having a fresh Christmas tree. An environmentally aware youngster once told me that she didn't want a Christmas tree because we're losing our forest. Forest trees are not being cut down for the commercial Christmas tree industry. Christmas trees are specially grown on farms to be harvested and used for this very purpose. This is a viable agricultural industry that provides a good living for many American families. So enjoy your Christmas tree. This is Bayou Garden. I'm Dan Gill. Join us next week at this time for more on your garden. Podcasts of the show are available at wrkf.org.